I am excited because we are going to talk about North American traditional indigenous food. And of course, I want to tell you a little bit first. 2 years ago, an area of showcase native foods was born over at the Global Midtown Market. And if you haven't been there in a while, make sure you get over there. Now the Indigenous Food Lab is about to enter the next phase in its mission to reach, teach, and provide the food from the area's native tribes and cultures. So what exactly is the next for, or what exactly is next for this award-winning space? Well, let's ask Culinary Director Don Drouillard, who is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Great to have you. Great to have you join us. You know, I hear about this every now and then in the Global Midtown Markets. Tell us exactly what this is all about, North American traditional indigenous food systems, and why it's important.
Well, we are, as you said, our acronym is NATIFS, N-A-T-I-F-S, and we are also the Indigenous Food Lab, which is the brainchild of our founders, Sean Sherman and Dana Thompson, who are also the founders of the award-winning Awamni restaurant.
Your
listeners are not familiar with, they just won the James Beard Award for the best restaurant in the whole nation, and that is quite a prestigious award. And the fact that it is a native pre-colonial ingredient restaurant, it makes it even tenfold. And I don't believe any restaurant from the Twin Cities has ever been bestowed that honor, so many kudos to them. And so kind of tying into who we are the nonprofit, which is essentially the sister organization to Awamni by the Sous Chef. And here at the Indigenous Food Lab, we work primarily with pre-colonial ingredients. And if you have never thought about it, I ask one basic question, and that is, we were here living for thousands of years. What did we eat before boats ever came from Europe? And the answer is that there were just so many nutrition-rich foods that native tribes subsisted on in North America, and a lot of those food systems have gone to the wayside and have been stripped from the people as a means of genocide and a way to take away traditions from native people. And so kind of at the heart of the food sovereignty movement, which Chef Sean Sherman is arguably one of the leading voices in this movement, is the idea that if you can take away people's culture and identity by stripping away their food systems, isn't the opposite true? That you can bring those things back to a culture and to a community by bringing these traditional indigenous foods and ingredients back into people's bodies. And that is at the heart of our mission. And what we're doing over at the Midtown Global Market is we are building the country's first indigenous food lab, where we're taking all these ingredients and we're tasked with making recipes and processes and procedures and different ways to cook with them and present them in ways to benefit our communities. And that happens kind of with what the people need. So we have done some indigenous smoothie programs for the youth of Boys Fort Tribe. We are working with White Earth Youth to make some food boxes that use indigenous ingredients that are healthy and nutritious, that they are going to come down to the food lab, learn how to do this, and take it back to their community and distribute it to their people in their own towns. And so that's just kind of a little bit of a taste of what we do at the food lab. And in tandem with that, we are opening the IFL market in the global market, which is going to be the nation's first all-indigenous marketplace, where we're having not only food produced by native people, but arts and crafts and books and just products in general, behind the backdrop of our IFL commercial kitchen and our education center, where we are going to be producing videos, doing cooking classes, demos, workshops, just a whole plethora of different things in the education side. And it's also a space where visiting indigenous chefs or aspiring indigenous chefs can come to train and learn and test recipes, and just a really supportive environment for chefs and people working in the food sovereignty movement. And we are also going to have a fast casual restaurant, very much like all the rest of the food stalls that you see at the Midtown Global Market. And it's going to be very similar to the kind of food that you would eat at Awamnee, but it is going to be a fast casual concept, and it's going to be more accessible than Awamnee, because for all the success they've received, it's quite hard to get a reservation down there. So our food is going to be more accessible and available, and right alongside all of the other international vendors that are our neighbors down at the Global Market.
Do you have a difficulty, and I should ask, is it difficult for you to gather the food that you need in order to make the food that you want? Because we don't always have everything that you need here in the state of Minnesota. Do you have to travel to other countries?
Well, we basically open up, when we talk about pre-colonial foods, we open it up to the continent of the Americas, because food knows no borders. So in our mindset, there is no southern or northern border, or the food continues. So if you read Sean Sherman's cookbook, it's very regional, in very northern plains and Great Lakes areas, tribal foods, which, you know, I think everyone's familiar with Manomen or wild rice and maple mm-hmm. syrup and blueberries and all those things you think of when you think of local Minnesota food. But we conceptually open it up to all the foods that were indigenous here on this continent. And depending on what region you're from, people in the Pacific Northwest, the tribes there, you know, have a lot of seafood and things in the coastal regions available to them. And as chefs, it gives us more creative freedom to kind of bring in some of these things, chilies, tomatoes, cacao, things like that from Mexico and South America. So our foods are very include all of these things. So it adds more variety and more creativity for us as chefs.
You know, Midtown Global Market introduced you guys to us back in 2020, and that was during the pandemic, and of course we're all kind of worried about this winter to see what's going to happen. But the children, no matter what, where you're from, or if you're an indigenous child, they have been introduced to bad food for a long time. How is it that you have seduced them to this food, this good food for them, and given them all the history that they need to understand why it's necessary to have this? Is it going well so far for the children?
It is going well for the children. And the question that I presented earlier in this interview of, we were here for thousands of years, what did we eat? You know, that's a question that is not only new to children, but it's also new to adults inside and outside of tribal communities. You know, people in native communities have often not ever thought about it. And so I've seen literally, like, people's eyes light up and, like, little light bulbs going over their heads. And so that sparks a natural curiosity that that really motivates people to try some of these things. And I think the biggest challenge for it is we don't have all of these foods that we're working with are all sugar-free, they're all gluten-free, they're all dairy-free. They're all pork, beef, chicken free. So we do use, protein sources that would be indigenous, wild game, you know, bison, turkey, duck, things like that. But a lot of it is vegan. And so it makes it just inherently healthy. But the biggest challenge is our seasoning isn't what we are used to in America. You know,
in America,
everything is so overly salted, sugared, seasoned, that when you first taste it, the American palate might interpret it as bland, but once you get kind of over that first little hurdle, you're really tasting the pure natural flavors of the food.
So it doesn't take long for our tongues to adapt?
I don't think it does. I mean, I gave up sugar close to 5 years ago, and I've only been as the culinary director at Natives for less than a year. So I had come in already with my palate completely cleansed of sugar. I mean, I can have a tablespoon of salad dressing, and my brain will immediately know if there's sugar or fructose or some artificial sweetener in that. You know, I'm like a sugar detecting machine. And so I think it probably took me personally less than maybe like 6 weeks to really be able to get over that feeling that something didn't taste right because it wasn't sweet enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a little retraining our palates. But I think the food is amazingly flavorful, and it makes you feel so good when you eat it. that I think that is motivation. Feeling good is motivating, you know?
Well, the culinary traditions and indigenous communities, to know that you are working so hard to make sure that the children, specifically, I'm really honing in on that, because they have to be that generation that starts to say, yes, we're going to eat like this, and we're going to encourage other tribes to eat like this, and then we're going to get Americans to eat like this. It's got to be this big idea of how this is going to come to be, because we all need it, not just your indigenous people. It's all of us that need to taste this type of food. And Is it at the global market, are all welcome?
All are welcome. Yes, absolutely. And we are working on a way to make it completely accessible, regardless of your budget, whether you have any money or at all, to set up like a community fund that there will be a dish of a day, whether it be our pozole or our chili or a special with some of our house tea blends. We also have a whole tea program where we're taking traditional indigenous teas and mixtures and medicinal mixes, because also part of this mindset is that food is medicine. You know, food shouldn't harm you. Food should help you. And so the things you put into your body should benefit you rather than make you unhealthy. So, you know, bringing a tea or a dish of the day, having a community fund, that would be much like when you go to the co-op and they ask you to round up. You know, you could say, would you like to round up to the community fund? So we have a little bit of a slush fund. But regardless, if you walk in and you say, I would like community meal today, you will be able to have that and enjoy that without having any money. And that's really important to us being in South Minneapolis, knowing that there are so many people who are affected by poverty and so many people who are houseless, that we want them to have a home in the global market and know that they can get a hot meal whenever they need it. And that's really a part of our mission, too. So we're working hard to make that happen.
Okay, so for my final question, the Native Foods was born at Global Midtown Market. However, are you going to expand? When will we see another one in another area?
The idea is to expand, and our founders think big. And I like to say we're building a skyscraper, but we're just on the first floor right now. I know there are talks in Montana. I know that there's some activity in Alaska and also in Rapid City, South Dakota. So people are very interested in this, and this is the first kind of test. So we're building it, and we're going to be open December 1st for our grand opening at the Global Market. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of media and a lot of attention around that, because, you know, the success of Awamni has kind of all the eyes on our organizations.
I have definitely heard a lot about it. I wish we had more time together. There's a whole lot going on, and it's great. It's great news. Thank goodness. And we do hope to hear more about more of these kitchens opening, and people can go and feast on it all. And like you said, don't expect a lot of sugar and don't expect the salt. But if you just give in to it, it can really benefit not just your taste buds, but also your body, your living, how you think, your brain opens up, all of that. So I'm definitely going to stop in and try it myself. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Dawn. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for reaching out. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care of you.
That
was Dawn Drouillard, the Culinary Director of North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems.